back to the seventh episode of the Chattanooga Locavore Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Schuster of White Ivy Farm. And it's been a few weeks. I had a little bit of time off there trying to get some interviews scheduled. A few fell through, and it's one of those things, you know, that happens. But we have a great interview for you this time. We have Faith Sharp, the market manager for the new Ottawa Farmers Market, and that will be run out of the Ottawa Nursery parking lot. This is a pretty big deal because, you know, there's not a really great representation of farmers markets on that east side of Chattanooga. So as Faith mentions in the interview, this is a big deal, not only for the people who live on the east side of Hamilton County, Bradley County, but also the Seventh-day Adventists. She says the church there, the school, they really promote, you know, a sustainable lifestyle and this healthy eating and this whole, you know, what farmers markets stand for. So she's getting a lot of support from the Seventh-day Adventists also. So that's a big deal, and it's very good news. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in that interview a little bit later. First, I wanted to mention, though, speaking of farmers markets, it's almost farmers market season, which means, you know, with the exception of a few like Main Street Market, most of the farmers markets don't start until April, and we're about to have a whole lot of really great markets opening up. Of course, like I said, Main Street runs year-round on reduced hours. I think it's 4 to 5 on Wednesdays, but starting April 3rd, they're going to go to 4 to 6 on Wednesdays. So it's kind of an extended, you know, but a little bit of an extended time there for summer hours. Chattanooga Market is open on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that will be, opening day will actually be on the 21st of April. So that's a big deal. And actually, what's really great about that is the opening day, I heard that there's going to be, the Chattanooga Symphony Orchestra is going to be playing at opening day of the Chattanooga Market on April 21st. Now, how incredible is that? You don't hear about things like that every day, so that's a pretty big deal. The Chattanooga Market, I mean, that used to be as small as most of the other farmers markets in the area, and now it's just huge. I mean, it's a destination now. You know, it's where people go to hang out. I mean, it's spilling outside of the pavilion. It's out in the street. It's on the sides. I mean, it's really a great thing. But that will be, like I said, April 21st is opening day for Chattanooga Market. And then there's the Ringgold Market, which is actually also run by the same people who do the Chattanooga Market. That will be June 1st. That's a little bit later. And that's, of course, in front of the Catoosa County Courthouse. And that will be in Ringgold, Georgia, June 1st. The River Market is in the plaza on the Tennessee Aquarium. And that opens March 23rd. So that's coming up here. That's, what is that, Sunday? That's this Sunday. And then we've got the Brainerd Farmers Market, which is at the Grace Episcopal Church. And that's open from 10 to 12 on Saturdays. And that opening day for that is on April 7th. So that's only, you know, a couple weeks away. Signal Mountain Farmers Market is open Thursdays from 4 to 6. And that is on Anderson Pike on Signal Mountain. And St. Albans Farmers Market in Hixson is open Saturdays 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Tuesdays 5 to 7. And that is also open. So, I mean, there are a lot of markets that are not only running now, but also coming up in the next, I mean, I guess with the exception of the Ringgold Market, which doesn't open until June, all of these other markets are either open or are opening within the next month. So it's a pretty big, exciting time. You know, as a farmer myself, you know, we're getting ready for this, and it's an exciting time for us. But as consumers, you know, you listening to this, it's exciting because you're going to start getting that local food again. You know, during the winter, if you haven't stocked up, or maybe you just heard about farmers markets and you just heard about local food and you just decided that you're going to eat local during the winter, this is what you've been waiting for. This is your Christmas. This is all of our Christmas. It's kind of thrown together. It's the holiday. So it's exciting times. I'm very excited for the farmers markets, as you can tell. And I'm sure that I'll be talking a lot more about you know, about the farmers markets as they're starting to open on opening days. I'll make sure to mention on the podcast, and I'm going to try to actually also get several more people on the show, market managers especially. That's what I love to get, like Faith Sharp on today's show. One other thing I want to mention too before we get into the interview, The newest edition, the Spring-Summer 2013 edition of the Taste Buds Local Food Guide, will be released on April 13th. And that will have all of everything you need to know about where to find your local food. I mean, from farmers to farmers markets to restaurants that serve local food. And there are articles in there that highlight the farmers. Actually, I believe, I haven't gotten complete confirmation on this yet, but I believe there's actually going to be a little segment in there about this podcast because they asked me a few questions about it. So I'm excited about that. And once that comes out, I can talk about it on the show and jump for joy. Now, we're actually listed, White Ivy Farm is listed in the farmers section of the fall edition from 2012. So if you want to check that out, you know, we're in there as well. I don't think I've talked about the farm in a while, but we are starting up our CSA in May, in mid-May. So we're taking applications now for the CSA. You can email me at info@whiteivyfarm.com, and I can tell you all about that. Or you can just check out whiteivyfarm.com, and there is a there's an entire section for the CSA. It tells everything we grow, the times and the prices and everything. And you can actually order online. We have a shopping cart set up, so you can go on there and order food straight from the CSA right there. But what I understand, here's the thing about CSAs, is I understand that people aren't going to just go on a website and order, you know, $700 or whatever worth of food from an online store. So if you want to, if you ever want to check out, you know, what we're selling, you can always find us. We're at the Mentone Farmers Market every Saturday. And then we're trying to get into the Main Street Market. We'll probably be doing that on Wednesdays. And then Trenton Farmers Market on Saturdays also, Trenton, Georgia. And from there, you can see what we grow. You can, you know, buy some of our vegetables and fruits and eggs and all that, and then see kind of, you know, if the CSA seems like something you'd want to do. My wife also makes great soap. She just made a batch of peppermint mocha soap, which is all vegan, completely vegan soap, and it smells like peppermint. It has peppermint essential oil in it, and it also has cocoa powder in it, so it's really good, you know, great for your skin. She also made a grapefruit soap, which is probably my favorite because it's like a kind of an uplifting scent in the soap itself, and that has grapefruit essential oil in it. But anyway, I don't want to sit here and make this a whole show about the farm. I know that's not why you're listening, but there are some great things on the horizon for the farm. And you know, we're talking to some people, hopefully be able to sell in some supermarkets here soon, because the demand is certainly there. And it's kind of blowing us away, you know, the demand for this type of food. And it's also exciting. We're in such an exciting time right now. And you can probably tell because I'm talking so quickly. But let's go ahead and get into that interview with Faith Sharp of the Ooltewah Farmers Market. Okay, I am back here with Faith Sharp, the market manager for the Ooltewah Farmers Market. How are you doing, Faith?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really happy to have you on the show today. And what we're going to talk about is the new farmers market that's coming up in April, the Ooltewah Farmers Market. You know, farmers markets in Chattanooga and the Chattanooga area have been just exploding in the last few years. It's been a really pleasant, you know, popularity with farmers markets and the whole local food movement in Chattanooga. And Ooltewah is just one of the, you know, kind of the newest ones in the area, and especially for that east side of Chattanooga. It seems like there was a need for something in that area. So why don't you tell me a little bit about how the Ooltewah Farmers Market got started?
Well, the idea for the farmers market actually originated through some of the trainings and the conferences that the owners and marketing personnel went to. A lot of the markets, a lot of our market, our nursery market, we competed in a competition for the top 100 garden centers in the nation, and we actually placed number one in the Southeast region. But of the competitors, of the other large nurseries or medium-sized nurseries, they all had some sort of a food program, whether it be snacks, coffees, not really farmers markets. They mostly did scones, biscuits, some canned goods were presented, and we wanted to get into that sort of an area where we had food offered. We weren't really sure how we would get into that market. The farmers market idea actually seemed like a first step for us to branch into having some sort of foods. And we love the idea of the community out there in Collegedale and Ootahwah with the Seventh-day Adventist community, and this college is actually teaching courses about sustaining food programs. They are 1,000% on board with this, and we're going to get a lot of support from that part of the community.
Wow, that sounds like it sounds like someone should have done that a long time ago. But it's good, you know. I think this is good timing, and especially Ootahwah Nursery. I mean, everyone knows Ootahwah Nursery, and I think that that's a great, like you said, you know, it goes together. It seems to make sense. You know, you get the farmers market together with the nursery. Now, is it going to be? Is the market at the nursery?
Yes, it is.
Okay, how is that set up exactly?
We are calling ourselves an open-air market, so the booths will be in the front area of the store. We have a section of the front section of the parking lot and across the front section of the store reserved for the market every Thursday starting on the 25th of April from 2 to 5. We'll reserve that space open for the vendors to be there an hour prior and an hour after. And in inclement weather, we will move undercover of the front porch and the newer area that we added last year of the pavilion, which is covered from rain and the elements.
Oh, okay, good. So it's a rain or shine market.
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Now, tell me a little bit about the process. I know that you know, there are some pretty big markets. Chattanooga Market is obviously the biggest. But what was the process like getting the market started? Who did you have to talk to?
We started with a local food program, and in Taste Buds magazine, there's a whole section in there. You can find the magazine at the big market, like the downtown markets. There's a food program inside of there who we contacted originally to help us get started because we've never done this before. It's all new to us. And then we've attended a couple of seminars on how to start the process of vetting the farmers, making sure that the produce is local, which is what's going to set us apart from some of the other markets. All of our produce and eggs, and even if someone were to come in and sell meat-type products, I'm going to personally visit each one of these farms during the growing seasons and see that they're actually growing the produce that they're going to be selling at the stands.
Okay.
We're going to have nobody bring in food in from another state or another area. We're not going to have any resell things that someone bought from someone else to resell at our market. I think that's going to set us apart from some of the bigger markets. We won't have arts and crafts types of things. It's mostly going to be foods, herbs, maybe some canned goods. Let's see. You could do honey and things like that.
Now, will there be, I know that most, if not all the markets in the area won't let you sell, like, live animals. Is that a rule?
It is a rule that you can't bring them to the market, but we would allow them to sell them, but we're not going to let them bring them to the parking lot. We just don't think that's something that we wanted to get involved in. But we would allow them to sell beef or beef jerky or things like that, as long as they kept it refrigerated and under the right conditions, kept everything safe.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And I know that you mentioned the reselling. That was something that, you know, I was kind of had my eyes open to that a few years ago. I couldn't believe that people buy produce, you know, somewhere else and they bring it to markets and mark it up and try to sell it, you know, pass it off as organic and local and all that. And so I think that's good that you're actually personally visiting these farms. And is there like a mileage limit? Like I think Main Street Market has a 75-mile kind of cap on how far away you can go. Is there anything like that for this one?
We've set the limit at a 100-mile radius.
Okay.
Yeah, right now we have a farm that's in Sand Mountain, Georgia. We have some in McDonald area. We have some in Ootahwah area. We would go out into the Bradley County area, things like that.
Yeah, and that's a good area, too, because you have, you know, like you said, you have the Bradley County area to pick from as well. And I think that, you know, the harvested here, I guess, slogan for gaining ground is essentially saying within 100 miles. So it's kind of like the standard that's accepted for local. So I think that's a good idea. And 100 miles, it's that can cover quite a bit, especially with Chattanooga. You can go into Georgia and Alabama and, like you said, into Tennessee. So I think that's really important. How has the turnout been so far for vendors? Has there been a really great response?
I think we've got five on board right now, and we've got about a month before we come to market. But if we have to go out there and knock on doors and get those farmers in there, I think we'll be able to do it. And we are on the Facebook, we're on the internet, we're in that publication, that Taste Buds magazine. So we've had a lot of response, and like I said, I've got five vendors so far, everything from fresh cut herbs to farm fresh eggs and strawberries, things like that'll be ready these first few weeks that we're open.
The market is on Thursdays. It
Yes.
has that was that a decision based on not being on the same day as other markets or what?
Yes, that
Okay.
had something to do with it. We'd like to have a time where we're not competing with another one of the big markets. So it worked out good for us, although I really don't think there's a lot in our area. I mean, in our area, I think we are the only ones. There's a small fruit stand nearby, but it's not claiming to be local at all, so.
Yeah, I think also what makes that good is, a lot of times farmers, especially small scale farmers, they want other days to sell on. Wednesdays and Saturdays seem to be the big one, and Sundays for the Chattanooga market. And to have that extra day, it kind of, it's good for farmers too, and it's good for you because you're on a different day if people are not available on those other days. So I think it seems like a really good idea.
Yeah, that's how we went about choosing the day and the time. We were thinking maybe the afternoon time would be better if you're doing your picking in the morning. That stuff is going to be coming fresh from the fields onto the tables, so.
Now, is there any kind of connection with the nursery as far as sales? Like, will there be certain like maybe fruit or vegetable plant sales going on during the market?
We won't be selling anything. I mean, we're open for business, so you can come inside and buy your tomato plants, which is something we're asking the vendors not to sell things that compete with us.
Oh, okay.
And we, in turn, are going to try to do the same for them. We're not going to be selling our own grown things. So
Yeah.
we hope that we're helping them out and they're helping us out, where somebody will come in and buy a bushel of tomatoes, and then they'll come in and buy something from us as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. 'Cause you and you probably also have a variety needed as far as vendors too. Like, you don't want just a bunch of people selling tomatoes. Do you kind of pick and choose like that to make sure there's a variety?
No, we haven't come to that point yet, although if we do have that many farmers coming in and wanting to sell things, the owners are 100% on board with just clearing the parking lot and just having as many farmers as we get. They're really excited about this. So I don't
Okay.
think we'll ever come to that point to where we would turn someone away because there's too many tomatoes on the table or something. We would never do that.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good to hear. Yeah. And you said no crafts, so there wouldn't be like soap or anything like that.
The only way that they would do soaps or candles or things like that is if I were able to see that they were cutting the fresh herbs that they put in their candles and soaps and things like that. So
Okay.
we're asking that at least some component of their product is something that they've grown or produced or raised,
Okay.
whether it be the eggs or the herbs or cut flowers, whatever it is.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. All right. Well, so where exactly is this located if people want to go check it out? And you said when does it start again?
The third Thursday in April, which is the 25th,
Okay. And where is it located?
from 2 to 5. Our nursery's location is on Main Street, so if you're coming to Ottawa, you would get off 75 at exit 11, and then it's three stoplights, and we're at the intersection of Wendy's on one side and the BB&T Bank on the other side. About 2 blocks down, right past the Cry Like and the Sonic. Can't miss us. We've been there for nearly 30 years now. Family-owned business, mom and pop. So come and
Great.
see us.
Yeah, definitely. And I will put a link to the Facebook page you mentioned and the website and everything on the show notes for today on the Chattanooga Locavore podcast website. So you can check that out. If you're in the Ottawa area, Bradley County area, anywhere out there, Cleveland, and you might not have a farmer's market out in that area to go to, then this is something that you can definitely look forward to here in late April. So I thank you again, Faith, for coming on the show. It's really great to talk to you, and I really look forward to this because I think that that's a nice segment of the Chattanooga area that needs to be served, and I think that this is going to be a great thing.
Well, thank you very much. We are really excited about this.
There you have it. I want to thank Faith one more time for being on the show. It was really a great pleasure talking to her, and I hope she enjoyed the time on the show. And I hope that this show can help to get some more, some more people aware of this this new market in Ottawa, because, like I said, it's a kind of a big deal for that area. If you want to write into the show, maybe make a suggestion on who I should interview, or maybe even who I should play on the show for the theme song, write in to show@ChattanoogaLocavore.com. You can also check us out at our website at ChattanoogaLocavore.com. You can check us out on our Facebook and Twitter pages, which will both be linked in the show notes for today. And I use those to connect to the community and also let people know when there's a new show that's been released. And the theme song for this episode is Six White Horses from the Bohannans. I hope you enjoy that. If you do, click on the link in the show notes, check out their website, maybe purchase a CD or two. You never know. You might really like more of their songs. So I want to thank you all for listening. Hopefully the weather will start warming up so we can go outside and dig in the dirt. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Send one day.